Praise God. We're counting the privilege to be here. Brother L.L. Collins is a great man of God and always been a lot to me and this church. And we're from the Blanchester Holiness Church. Brother Raymond Smith's the pastor. And we're just glad to see Brother Randy and Brother Oscar Hughes and different ones that's preached at our church. And I just count this a privilege, I tell you. I'm just common. I'm just born and raised in the hills of Kentucky. Flatwoods, Kentucky is where I was raised, and just common, just the bean and tater boy. That's all we are. But we know where our help comes from. It comes from the Lord. Amen. And I must esteem Him high. I must lift Him up. Amen. And we come here tonight, me and Brother Brian, and just to try to be a help and just try to soak some things in, if anything. And you sure been a blessing to us. Amen. And it's just good that we all can come into unity and feel the blessing of God and feel His Spirit. And for the Bible said He's seeking for those that worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. And we, those that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. I thought today the devil liked to depress all of us. He liked to get in our minds and cause us all to, amen, maybe draw back when we should draw forward. Amen. And that scripture came to me where the Bible said, let us draw nigh unto God. Let Him draw nigh unto us. Submit ourselves therefore to God and resist the devil and he'll flee. Amen. Amen. I believe God can help us tonight. Hallelujah. I'm feeling good, I'll tell you. Amen. I was raised where they used to raise their hands and praise the Lord and, amen, stomp their feet and play their guitars and hit the tambourines. And all of a sudden, amen, as I was a young boy, Brother L.L., and when I got to seeing these things happen, it let me know that Jesus was drawing near. Amen. It let me know that the Spirit of God was drawing near. And about that time, we could see a few people here and there just shouting and having a time because they first glorified God, drawn near to God, and the Spirit of God moved. Amen. Amen. Just glad He lifted me one day. Lost without God. Never really got in sin deep. Never knowed what sin really was. But God still reached down and saved my soul. I was lost. I was wretched. I was poor. And God saved my soul. Just a little bit about my background. I know a lot of you doesn't know me. My name's Brother Bob Sandlin. Brother Raymond Smith's son-in-law. And if that means anything, but he's a great man of God. Brother Javier, Sister Rhonda that comes here, has been so faithful to help us in our revivals. We went full-time last year and preach a lot here in the tri-state area. And Sister Rhonda and Brother Javier, they're so faithful to help us and just push us. And Brother Randy, they just pushed us over this way. And I'm sure glad they brought us this way. Amen. I've always known about this church and been here from time to time to hear Brother Don Rich and different ones here. But I thought that this is just a wonderful place. It is something that, you know, there's nothing like when you get into the place where God's people begin to worship and begin to glorify God. Amen. It just does something to the inner man. Amen. If you have your Bibles tonight, Matthew chapter 24. Chapter 24. Verse 36, we're going to be reading three different scriptures before we take our thought. Matthew 24, 36, Luke 17, and Luke 21. The Bible said, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and they knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Luke chapter 17, the Bible said in the verse 28, likewise also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold. They planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Luke 21, the Bible says, in verse 33, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting, drunkenness, and cares of this life. And so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come upon all of them that dwell on the face of the old earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be counted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. I want to take my thought tonight, if the Lord help me. And I tell you, I need the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. The Bible said in Luke chapter 21, verse 34, take to your heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overtaken with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life. For it shall overtake you as a snare. As a snare. Notice that. The Bible says, and it come upon all of them that dwell on the face of the whole earth, like a snare. Amen. I want to preach tonight on drunk. Drunk on the cares of this life. I thought today, Brother L, as I was praying, and it's kind of debating me and Brian where we was going tonight in different places. And I thought that, I wanted the Lord's will to be done. I wanted Him to be ministering to me in the right way and the right message, and the kind of, as the service was going, a while ago, and different ones are singing in different way, the way the service was moving in a different way, I kind of was slow about reading this, but it's still rich in my heart tonight as it was today. Amen. And I thought, Brother Randy, I've been traveling here in the last couple of years here in this tri-state, and I'm just a nobody. I'm just a little feller. But I thought about it like this, Brother L.L., the world is going to and fro, and they're buying, and they're selling, and they're building, and they're tearing down, and they're going about the merry way, and as if there'd be a never end, there'd be an always a tomorrow. But James said it like this. James said, say not that thou go in such and such a city and buy and get gain, but you ought to say, if it's the Lord's will, thou do this or that. For what is a man's life? For it is even as a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanishes away. Amen. That lets me know, amen, that we are not to boast ourselves of tomorrow, for tomorrow may never come for me or you. Amen. And God began to show me these scriptures. And Brother Allen, I got to read on them how they ministered to me and how it was in the days of Noah and the days of Lot. Amen. And we're living in that very hour, in that very day. We are living in the days of Noah and in the days of Lot. Amen. We are living in the days and hour where homosexuality is taking its toll and getting greater and greater. Amen. Yes, sir. How to help me, God, tonight. I need your prayers tonight, saints. Amen. But I got to reading these things and how God began to use a man named Noah to minister unto the people and tell them that it was going to rain and tell them that there was a bad time coming and for them to give their hearts unto the Lord. But Noah, they went on their merry way and they went ahead and they bought and they sold and they planted. Amen. In the days of Lot, had God used a man named Lot to go and distribute them to the people and teach them that there was a bad time coming, that judgment was just ahead. But yet they went on their merry way and they just went on about their own doings. But yet, did you know the end came to Noah's day? There was an end that came to Lot's day, and there's an end that'll come to me in your day. Amen. Somebody ought to praise God. I tell you tonight, saints, amen, we are living in a world, amen, that's taking the cares of this world and will swallow them up. They're taking them in day in and day out and night after night. Amen. We see them down the streets of Cincinnati. I preach down in 8th and State and Vine, and I see them walking to and fro. I see them looking around and pushing drugs and prostitution here and there. But I want you to know, friend, amen, I want you to know there's judgment just ahead. And the Bible said, be not deceived, for God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. There's a judgment day, and we're all going to stand before God and give an account in the day of judgment. But what I want to circle on tonight, what I want to center on my message, if the Holy Ghost will help me tonight, amen, I'm drunk on the cares of this life. A drunk man, it's very common in our day. Drunkenness. Drunkenness. We see it day in and day out. Amen. And our laws are getting so strict on it. Because, why? Because when you're drunk, you're not yourself.
Amen. That's right. Amen. When you're drunk, Brother Brown, your reflexes are not so fast, but they are slower. Amen. Your vision is not as bright, but it's dimmer. Amen. And that is why our law, our enforcers are cracking down on the drunk drivers. Amen. Because of this. But I want you to know this. The same spirit, if we're not very careful, will come into our midst and will dim our eyes. Come on, saints. I need your help. Amen. Amen. The spirit of God, the spirit of drunkenness, amen, with the cares of this life will come in but a while and dim our eyes and cause all reflexes to be slow. Amen. I've seen many of them come to church and knowing they know to do good. They know to worship God. They know to lift their hands. But the cares of this life had swallowed them up, that they could not raise their hands and they could not holler praise God and they could not, oh my Lord, help me. I tell you, saints, tonight, don't be, I want you to be watchful, and we must be sober. Sober. Before I go to sober, I must, it's essential that I go on with this, the drunkenness, that spirit of drunkenness. We're reading the Word of God, Brother Randy. Amen. Well, the Bible said Jesus came unto the men in Matthew chapter 14. The Bible said he came unto them, or 16. And said the Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempting, desiring him that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, ye say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. Oh, ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but ye cannot discern the signs of the times. A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it but by the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed. Notice this. These men had eyes, but yet they couldn't see. They had ears, but yet they could not hear. God speaking to these men, Brother Randy, and teaching them, the scribes and the Pharisees. He said, oh, you can discern the signs of the skies, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. The Bible teaches us in Matthew, amen, that when you see a fig tree, cast forth her timely figs. He said, you know that summer is nigh. Likewise, when you see all these things coming to pass, look up, for your redemption goeth nigh, even at the door. Amen. Brother Randy, by the thing that I see in the last few years, and lets me know as a young man, and I'm not very smart at all, I don't have much education, but I've got enough sense to know, amen, by the sign of the times, that Jesus is surely coming soon. Amen. He's surely coming soon. Amen. I don't want to be so drunk that I can't realize and that I can't see that the Son of God is soon to appear in the clouds of glory. Some people we're teaching this, and I'm not here for doctrine, but we got so many doctrines and so many beliefs on end time. But that's not what we're talking about tonight. Let us focus on this drunkenness. Drunkenness. The cares of this life. You ask the average person, amen, today, do you know Jesus? Yes, I know Jesus. Do you know what he did? Yes, he died for the sins of the whole world. 99% of the people here in the United States knows about Jesus. You can go anywhere down this road and ask somebody about Jesus. They know of him. Amen. But they really don't know him. Amen. Amen. But Brother Randy, I got to thinking about these things. And how many times I've asked my brothers. I've got three brothers that's lost without God. Amen. They got brand new boats. They got brand new guns and bow and arrows. Boy, they're in every season. They're in every season, you know. Amen. They're all wrapped up with the cares of this life. Somebody help me, Lord. Amen. Hey, Brother Randy, I got to talking to him one day, and you know what they all say? I'll get in before it's too late. I'll get in before it's too late. Amen. I want you to know, friend. Amen. You have no promise of tomorrow. Amen. Let us not be drunk. Amen. But praise God. Let us be sober. Let us be vigilant. For your adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion, going to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. It's essential that the saints of God be sober. Sober. Sober to what? sober to the will of God. The will of God. Knowing every day, every night, walking in His perfect will. Do you believe we can walk in the will of God? Amen. We can walk right in His will. Amen. But we got to seek out for it. We got to watch for it. We got to listen for it. Amen. We got to feel for it. Amen. Amen. Hey, I don't want to be so drunk with the cares of this life, it causes me to lose out with God. Did you know there's a lot of people today, and I see it as I evangelize, more and more, right in the house of God, right in the sanctuary, right in the pews, I dine spiritually with God. Come on, saints, amen. What's causing this? Drunk. They're drunk with the cares of this life. They're thinking about yesterday. They're thinking about tomorrow. They're thinking about climbing the ladder of success in this life. Yes, sir. They're thinking about what they're going to buy, what they're going to sell, what they're going to build, what they're going to put up for their grandchildren and their grandchildren's grandchildren. Come on now, amen. But I want you to know the Bible said that putting our affections on things above, amen. Putting our riches, amen. When moth and rust doth not corrupt, and when things break through and not steal, amen. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where's your heart? Where's your heart? Is it in the world or with God? See, I learned as about a year ago when we started going full time. I never really understood the real, genuine will of God. Is it very possible for us to walk by sight and not by faith? Is it very possible? We do it every day. We do it every night. In the middle of the night, you wake up and maybe you're on your way to the bathroom or to the kitchen and all the lights are off. You're feeling around. You're trying to find the light switch. Some of us just feel around until we get the refrigerator door open, and we open it up and the light from the refrigerator gives us a little bit. Amen. But it's like this, Brother Randy. Amen. I read a little sticker there in a Christian Bible bookstore where it said, walking by faith, not by sight. Amen. If we're not very careful, amen, we only trust in the things that we see. Somebody help me, Lord. Amen. But I want you to know tonight, the Bible said the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen. I want to put my faith in God. God takes nothing and makes something out of it. Why should we worry about tomorrow and yesterday when tomorrow will take care of itself? Drunk on the cares of this life. Real quickly. I hope I'm helping you. I know that I'm usually, I try to be, Lord help me, amen. Maybe this is just the way the Lord's wanting to use me tonight, amen. I don't know. Drunk on the cares of this life. Back to my brothers. I asked them time and time again to go with me. Load up. I've even made deals with them. You know, I'll go hunting with you during the day, you know. If you go to church with me at night, you know, kind of give it a little bit. I ain't much for fishing. I know that sounds odd, but I just ain't got the patience to fish or hunt either one. And they, I'll go with them, you know, and talk with them just to get them to go with me. But you know what? They're at the end, they always make up something so they don't have to go. You know, but I've already put on my end of the bargain, see. But they're there at the end. They kind of renege on me. I want to show you something. The Bible said in Luke, amen, chapter 16. The Bible said that there was a wedding, and God bade them all to come to the wedding. But they all begin to make excuses. Amen. Excuses. Amen. Well, I bought some oxen, or I'm going to get married, and just on and on, you know, they just made excuses. But one thing that stuck with me, and I kind of pray, amen, every time I read it, it does something to me, Brother L.L. Amen, when the Bible said, those that were bidden shall not taste of my supper, amen. Amen, that tells me, amen, I better burn the mercy the Lord is going to shut after a while. Amen, and when God's a bidding you, that's the time to come, amen. I don't wait awake to no more. And don't worry about the things of this world, for they're going to perish after a while. Remember, I want to be willing and be sober enough that when the call of God has come, that I'll be willing enough to climb up and accept that call. People are drunk with the cares of this life. They're intoxicated with sin. Slash fantasy. Fantasy. From the time I was a child all the way up till I got married, all I did was try to live a life of fantasy. Come on now, amen. Sit in front of a television from daylight to dark, wanting to be just like those individuals. Used to watch sports, trying to play college ball. I wanted to be something, you know. Trying to make it big time, you know. That was my fantasy. Come on now, amen. Fantasy. We're living in a world of fantasy. Everybody trying to be the thing that everybody else is trying to be, and they can't do it. Come on now, amen. But I want you to know tonight that I felt impressed this morning when I got out of bed. And the Lord showed me this, my Lord. I feel it's God tonight. I really do. Amen. I feel like saints of God, we need to wake up and don't let the cares of this life swallow us up and cause us to lose out with God. Cause the Spirit of God to leak out of our souls. One thing bothered me, and I'm not one to bash churches or different religions. I preach in anyone that let me. Anyone. They let me, I go and preach. I won't compromise. I just preach, amen. But I want you to know something. I've been in the holiest places. At one time, they shouted. They felt God. I used to see them shout the hell out and run the house. You go back a year later, something's happened. Amen. Something's happened, amen. What happened, amen? Sound like somebody's getting drunk. Come on now. Come on now. Getting drunk, amen. And they're so blinded, they can't see that the Spirit of God is slowly leaking out. Somebody help me, amen. I tell you what, saints, amen, I go night after night after night, and I try to get the people of God to lift up holy hands unto the Lord and to praise the Lord. And he's worthy of all to pray. Amen. Get in the spirit of worship and worship the Lord. What causes people not to worship God? Hindrances. What's the hindrances? Only you know. Only you know. The hindrances. I don't want to let nothing. I don't want to let nothing get in the way of worship. Get in the way of me serving God and worshiping God. I told my wife, amen, when I came to the knowledge of God, and then my good wife, my good father-in-law, some of us get home this way. I said, amen, all these years I missed out, and I sure ain't gonna let nothing I get in my way from feeling the Spirit of God and the anointing of the Lord. In closing, drunkenness. And these scriptures, I just kind of just let it minister to me that we're living in that day. And slowly but surely, if we're not very careful, we'll come satisfied with a few songs, a few testimonies, the preaching of God's holy word. And we'll leave, not getting the thing that we should have received. Come on now, amen. I just closed a revival knowing that church should have moved. They did not. They did not. They was more worried about their other things. Come on now, amen. Is it possible that we come to church out of obligation? Is it possible that we come to church because we're religious or we're Christian? But Brother Randy, I come to church for a purpose. And that's to worship my God, to glorify Him that's sitting on the throne, and the whole earth is full of His glory. Amen. That's when I come to the house of David. Said he entered into the courts with praise. Amen. Amen. I want to pray. Somebody ought to praise God. I come to worship the Lord. One thing before I read this last scripture, one thing that really I admired in Richmond, Indiana. I was preaching revival at Johnny Shepherd's. And I was there, and one thing I admired about Johnny, I really didn't understand it at first. But he stood up. He started singing a song. And really nothing happened. Sung two, then three. All of a sudden, on the third song, somebody on this side stood up. Halfway through the song, someone in the back stood up. So he decided to sing a fourth song. So he sings number four. I'm thought, well, Johnny must be having a song fest here tonight. I don't know what the deal is. You know, I didn't understand it. Listen to me tonight, amen. All about the fourth song, Brother Todd, somebody on this side stood up. They started clapping their hands. Hey, and then I started realizing what was going on. Hey, come on now, amen. Then he sung a fifth song. I thought, my Lord, about that time I got to looking over and everybody in the house was a standing up and a praising God. What was Johnny trying to do? He was a drawing nigh to God and letting God draw nigh to him, and the Spirit of God can bless the people. I tell you what, saints, we need to draw nigh to the Lord. I can remember as a young boy walking up the hills of Kentucky. I'm 28 years old. I can remember, and I'm not that old, I'm very young, walking, not driving, walking to church up the hills. I was raised poor, very poor. We went up through that, I remember. I still remember today. I hear him singing. I hear him hitting a hardwood floor. I was about a half a mile down the road. I ain't even up to the church yet, but somebody was a-stomping their feet. Come on now, saints, amen. Somebody was a-clapping their hands. I heard her singing all down through the hollows. Before I got up there, I was ready to go to church, amen. Hallelujah, somebody, praise God. I tell you what, when you get in the spirit of worship, it's no problem to praise the Lord. It's no problem to serve God. Are you drunk tonight? Oh, sometimes I want to go back. Sometimes I feel like Elijah. Lord, they've all forsaken me. They've all bowed down to Baal. And I'm only left. Then I get to a place like tonight, or just different places here in the tri-state. I find that there's more than just one that's trying to serve God. Amen. There's more than just one. I lift their holy hands unto the Lord. There's more than just one that's bowing their knees unto the Almighty God. Amen. There's more than just one that's going to praise the Lord in the good times and in the bad. There's more than just one, amen, that's going to lift Him up above all names. I got to close tonight. The Bible said in 1 Thessalonians, in the 5th chapter, 4th verse, "But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of the darkness, my Lord. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night. And they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet of hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with Him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as you do." Stand with me tonight. Hallelujah. Notice this tonight. The Bible teaches me and you, we are not of the night, but we are of the day. Don't let the darkness, let us not get used to the dark. Let us not be drunk with the cares of this life. I want the Spirit of God more than anything in my life. I get so afraid when I don't feel God. Some people feel like, well, I don't believe you have to shout every night. Who said that? Who said that? Sounds like the devil, don't it? You can shout every night if you pay the price, if you live the life. And I know it's not on the shout. For there's many times that I drove down the road, and no guitar there, no piano there, no preacher there. But all of a sudden, tears start rolling down my eyes, and I start feeling God. Amen. I'm glad, Brother L.L., in closing tonight, I'm glad that it doesn't take, and I admire this crowd, and don't misunderstand me, but I'm glad it doesn't take a big congregation of people to feel God. For if that was the case, I'd be ruined. For places that I'm at, there's very few. Very few. But thank God that He's there where there's two or three gathered together in His name and begin to glorify Him. He'll be there in the midst with them. I've preached to you my best, I know. I hope I've helped you. I appreciate L.L. letting us come. As they sing tonight, open up the altars. Come on, let's pray. Saints, let's have us a good prayer. Let's have us a good prayer. As they sing tonight, let's pray.